Welcome to Pause as Practice. My name is Saya. I'm the curator of Binaural Beats Meditation for Sleep. And whether you're arriving for the first time or you've been following along for a while, I want to thank you for listening. This is episode 182, I think, which means this podcast has been out for a little over 3.5 years. This episode is different. I'm speaking, and I'm excited to explore something new with you. Last week, I taught a workshop on creative ritual and self-expression, exploring how art can become a language for emotional regulation and recovery from burnout. And afterward, I thought, why don't I bring some of those practices here into this space, into your week, into moments when you need a reset? So today begins something new that I'm calling Pause as Practice. So Pause as Practice is exactly how it sounds. It's a moment you create on purpose. This is basically a soft interruption to remind your body that it doesn't have to hold everything at once. Basically, during any time of year, there's a lot of movement, transition, anticipation, and pressure, which is why pause matters. A pause is not a break from your life, but it's a return to yourself. So for today, we're going to start small. We're going to practice just inhaling calm and exhaling something that doesn't need to travel with you. It could be tension, it could be worry, it could be a feeling of overwhelm. We're going to let that feeling leave our body with an exhale. That's it. Give it somewhere to go, a simple exit strategy. A pause, this is small, it only takes a few seconds, but it shifts everything for more clarity, more creativity, more flow, and eventually better sleep, because your system learns how to soften throughout the day, not just at night. So if you want more guidance on pause as practice, you'll find it inside of Ritual Era Meditation, which is linked in the show notes. It's a gentle, guided resource designed to support calm resets throughout your day. So if you know someone who needs a little softness, a pause as practice for their day, feel free to share this episode with them. And I look forward to checking in with you next week for episode 2 of Pause as Practice.